Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow, but also help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. Today's topic is your future's calling. So let's talk about it. As I mentioned earlier, today's topic is your future's calling. This is also the first episode of our quick take. I hope you enjoy it. Now let's get to it. So, when you get a phone call, you have the option to answer it, which is usually the green button, or to ignore it, which is usually red button. So the question for the podcast is, are you going to pick up? To pick up a phone call means to answer an incoming call. And you have to hit the appropriate button in order to answer, right? Which will be the green button, as we all know. When I look up the word appropriate, it means that something aligns well with the norms or expectations of the environment or scenario. So the questions I feel we should all be asking now is if what we are doing now aligns with where we want to go and who we want to be. The reason I ask that is because aligning with something means is going together, basically, to bring something straight in line with one another. So for me, aligning our values to our morals, to the way we behave, to the way we think, it's always good to align those things so they all add up. If it don't add up, then the math ain't mathing. So you want to make sure you have things aligned.
Now it's time for the word of the day.
For the word of the day, it's from Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Which is basically saying, if you want the answers to your future destiny or your future calling, ask God. He'll give you the answer in due time. He may even show you signs along the way to help you down that path, but you have to be open to receive it. You also want to make sure you're in the right mindset and the right place to steward those things. Because if you're not in the right place in the right time, we often tend to make things worse than they already were before. So make sure you remember to align things with God's timing, because that's the best timing. A word that stuck out to me recently that I've learned is self-continuity. You see, self-continuity is the subjective feeling of being the same person across time. Despite developmental change, it can refer to the connection between a person's past and present selves, present and future selves, or all three. The three types of self-continuity are your past present, which is the connection between a person's past and present self, your present future, which is the connection between a person's present and future selves. And you also have, last but not least, global, which is a connection between a person's past, present, and future self. So all three combined. With that being said, I want to speak more on global than the other two, because when I think about it, even though you're in the present now and the future means down the line, your present eventually becomes your past. So in other words, today is going to become yesterday. So what you do today can affect what happens tomorrow. So just keep that in mind. It's best to think about the past, present, and future, because your past can dictate your present. Your present can determine your future. That's how I see it. So a huge benefit to having a high sense of self-continuity is that it promotes meaning in life through authenticity. In a study by Center for Research on Self-Identity at the University of Southampton, they state that having a high future self-continuity invites clarity about your present self, the future self, and their interrelation. In projecting the present self onto the future self, the individual ponders who they truly are. By engaging in future's continuity, then the individual is likely to feel more authentic. In contrast, having low future self-continuity is associated with lack of cognitive insight, such as reduced introspection or the ability to acknowledge their mistakes and having overconfidence in one's beliefs. In other words, it gives you clarity to have self-continuity, to be able to see clearly and knowing where you want to go and where you want to take it. But on the other hand, not having that is like walking in the fog. You may know where you want to go, but you don't have a clear direction on how to get there. And you don't want that in your life. You don't want to feel as if you're walking basically off the cliff and you don't know when you're going to fall. You're just walking straight. So having that clarity to help you see, oh, I don't want to go this way. That's going to lead me to a life I don't want. My question to you is, are you going to pick up when your future self is calling you? Are you going to answer or ignore it? When I say, are you going to answer or ignore it? Think of it this way. If your friend was to call you, right? And he's calling you because he knows something that you may not know about somebody that you're with. So he found some new information out that could help you out. But at the time, you're blinded by the person that you may be with. You don't see all the signs and all the warning that may come with them or the red flags. You don't see that, but your friend can see it clearer than you because he knows what would be best for you in that situation because he knows you well. Sometimes you can lose track of that. So he's calling to let you know, hey bro, this ain't the right one. I just found out this. You might want to know. But you too busy, caught up, and you don't even realize that you're heading down the wrong path. You're walking in that fog, as I mentioned earlier. So if your future self was to call you, I feel the best way to understand that is by using these four methods to help you understand how your future self is thinking. And that's the who, what, where, and why. I'm going to go over these briefly to get you a better understanding of how this works.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
There's a quote by author Benjamin Hardy. It's your responsibility to set your future self up for as much opportunity, success, and joy as possible. What are you going to do to help your future self have the best opportunity by making the right choices today? So that way your future self doesn't have to look back over its life and have regrets. Instead, just success. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you can learn more ways to become one with who you are meant to be.
So, the who. You need to understand who you are now so you can figure out who you want to be in the future. Because if you don't know who you want to be, you won't be able to fill the gap between that. You want to make sure everything aligns so you can understand how much progress you're making towards that. So you need to be honest about yourself and honestly look at where you've been and how far you come, what you used to do in the past, what you do now, what you'd rather do in the future, and who you want to be in the future. That can help you bring that more in line. Second is the what's. What do you want to do in life? What is your aspirations? What is your dreams? What inspires you? What brings you peace and fills you? What gives you life? What gives you life? When you know that, that helps you determine who you want to be. Next is the where. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go far in your job that you're looking to become? Or do you want to become like a boss? Do you want to become a nurse, a doctor, firefighter, lawyer, police officer? Where do you want to go in life? So that way you can think about how you need to get there. And last is why. The why is of very much importance. You can look up information about that by Simon Sinek. He talks about it a lot, about how the why is so important. The why helps you determine what's your reasoning for this. It keeps you motivated to keep going whenever things may not go the way you want them to go. The why is what keeps you going. Here's the action step I want you to take today. You can either use a note in your phone or use a physical note, maybe in your journal. This is something that I want to apply more in my life as well. Basically, you're just going to go over what we just discussed. The who, what, where, and why. Once every quarter, I want you to review this so you can see how much progress you're making. To be able to tell and evaluate whether or not you feel as if the future version of you and your present self are becoming one. On the paper, I want you to write who, what, where, and why. And on the who part, write down who you are now and who you want to become. Compare and contrast the differences so you can determine how to become one with your future self. What is it that you want to become? What is it that you want to do in life? The where are you going? Where do you want to go in life? Write that down as well. And why do you want to do this? And when you write down the first why, I want you to go into more details. So for example, I'm gonna use a personal example for me. If I want to help the next generation, why do I want to help? So I will write down, I want to help the next generation. Then I will put why. My reasoning, first reason would be because I want to help them become their best self. Why do you want to help them become their best self? Because I've experienced what it's like to not know yourself and love yourself. But why? Because I want them to make more progress than I did when I was their age. Why? Because I want them to have the best. I want them to be their best, to know where they're going so they can get there earlier than later. Why? I want to be the person that I would want to have when I was that age. And that helps me to stay motivated. Because I know what I was looking for when I was their age. And I didn't get that. So I want to give out what I didn't have. Just like with your kids. You want them to have better than you had. You don't want them to have to go through the struggle as you did. That's the reason for my whys. So that's about 5 whys I just discussed. So I want you to actually look over that. And you don't have to put all the whys down at once. Maybe your whys will change later on down the line. So that's why I want you to come back to it and see if anything has changed. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all can join me the next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share to others who may want to learn how to align their present self with their future self. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, I'm out.
Real talk.